The economy has been on a roller coaster lately. Consumers are spending, personal incomes are on the rise, and interest rates are at their lowest levels in decades. But a quick recovery has been hampered by a lack of new jobs and 3 years of declines for the stock market. That hasn't happened since World War II. Today, Morning Edition begins an occasional series of conversations with a wide variety of people to see how they are faring in the new economy. People like Jeff Regan.
I'm 45 years old. I have three children. My wife, Patty, is an RN. We've been married 16 years. We live in Bainbridge Island, Washington, due west across the Sound from downtown Seattle.
Regan has worked at WorldCom for the last 14 years. The company filed for bankruptcy over the summer. He and his wife have lost much of their retirement savings, and he's concerned about his future. But he still believes in his employer. 6 months ago, Regan was reassigned to another WorldCom job. The change made for a longer commute that begins at 4:30 in the morning.
From where I live on the island, it's about an hour and a half if you do it in the middle of the night. Typically, it's 2 hours either direction from where I live on the island.
Takes a chunk out of your day.
Yeah, it does.
Has this whole experience at work been a strain on your family life?
Oh, of course. We're concerned about our day-to-day, month-to-month ability, you know, to pay our bills and our mortgage. You know, am I going to have a job in the short term and in the long term? You know, so that's on our mind. We don't know that. And then with the market the way it is right now, there is a glut of telecommunications workers out there. I would have to probably go to work in a different field. So that adds stress. It's an unknown. We often talk about we should sell out completely and move somewhere where the cost of living is lower. There's a lot of pressure, of course, with the teenage girls. They don't want to leave their community.
Your wife has gone back to work, I understand.
Yes. She's now working in Tacoma, which is about an hour and a half from where we live. And that has taken a lot of the pressure off.
You have a son who's 20 years old?
Yes.
Is he contemplating college?
He is now at Olympia, working on starting school at Evergreen State College in Olympia.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to pay for that?
Well, we can't. So he's been living on his own for a year. We can help out as best we can, but he's really going to have to rely on what the system can provide for him. You know, as a single person looking for college grants, working part-time, and that's all we can do right now.
Have you figured out any way that you're going to be able to begin to set aside money again?
Yeah, we have a financial recovery plan that we're working on. We figure it'll take, you know, at least 5 years to get back on our feet. And in regards to our retirement, we still have a lot of shares of WorldCom stock that are in a 401k. I mean, we hope that WorldCom will recover to the point where we, you know, regain some of that value in our 401k.
I presume, though, that your expectations have changed a lot in the last few years. About when you might be able to retire and in what economic style you might be able to retire.
Right. I didn't have any expectations to retire at 50 or 55. You know, I expected to work, you know, 30 years because I enjoy my work. But, you know, I fully expected to be able to retire when the time came, comfortably, if not affluently. But we bet the farm on WorldCom.
I guess the one consolation is that you've got a lot of company. A lot of people miscalculated.
Yeah. Well, it was hard to let go. You know, when we first saw the stock begin to spiral downward, you know, you just couldn't believe it. 20% of the value drops, so you hang on to it, and you white-knuckle it in, you know. And then, once it reached about half of its value, you know, it was like we couldn't let go. And we just rode the airplane into the dirt. And now we're sitting here just looking at each other like, how did that happen? You know, and everybody we talked to, how did that happen? But we really can't look back. You know, we have to be optimistic. We have to go back to work again and look at all of our options, choose the best option. And right now, I still feel the best option for me and my family is to stick with WorldCom, at least for the short term, and see how we're going to do with the recovery. But looking back 6 months in a year, we're so much better off now than we were. That gives us a sense of encouragement.
You know, I can imagine, though, that there are some people listening who might say, hey, this guy's got a job. His wife's got a job. They live in this beautiful spot on Bainbridge Island in Puget Sound. Doesn't sound so bad.
It's not that bad. In a lot of ways, I'm on top of the world. If you look at our situation in the grand scope of things around the world compared to people who live in Afghanistan or Somalia or North Korea, man, I've got it made. But in a narrow scope, where we live right with our family and what we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, it's stressful. It's all a matter of perspective. But I will say that I feel very fortunate to live in America. I live in a wonderful, beautiful place. I've got a great job. The company is struggling, but it's still a great company to work for. So I'm optimistic. Is it difficult right now? Are we going through a tough time? You bet. But I'm still tremendously optimistic and tremendously grateful for all that I have.
Well, thanks very much, Mr. Regan.
Thank you.
Jeff Regan is a senior technician with WorldCom. He lives with his family on Bainbridge Island, Washington. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Itzte.